Time now for the first edition news this hour. I'm Drew Ryder. In local news, the Lake County Commission meeting was held yesterday. The LAIC Executive Director, Brooke Rolag, appeared before the commission with a request to reduce the speed limit on South Washington Avenue and 455th Ave.
Right now, coming all the way into the stop sign, the speed limit's still 55. We know there's increased traffic, continue to be increased traffic, and so the engineers have suggested or recommended that we drop it to 35, starting from 16th Street, coming all the way into that four-way stop. So.
The commission also considered a contract from the state of South Dakota for community health services. They ultimately decided to deny the contract based on concerns they had and numerous other county governments also not accepting the contract in its current form. County Administrative Officer Shelley Gust explains more.
There have been some counties that are not signing the contract. We've been told that they will continue to provide services if we do not sign the contract. One of the largest differences is in previous years you were contracting for 2,080 hours, which is full-time nursing services. In this contract, you would not be guaranteed any particular amount of nursing services.
Also in yesterday's meeting, Rick Becker also took his oath of office for Director of Equalization, and three employees received years of service awards. Deputy Steve Rowe was awarded for 10 years of service. Patrol Sergeant Micah Hoffman was awarded for his 10 years of service. And Field Appraiser Deb Blanchett was recognized for her 15 years of service. The next Lake County Commission meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 16th at 9 a.m. in the Commission Room in the Lake County Courthouse. South Dakota Unclaimed Property is heading to the Madison Public Library tomorrow for an outreach event to help Madison area residents claim property they might not know that they have. Josh Hader, state treasurer, talks about why they decided to come to the Madison area.
You know, what we kind of do is look around the state, see where we need to go, where there's a fair amount of money. And when you look at the Madison area right now, there's over 6,000 claimable properties worth almost $1.4 million. Just in that area. So we thought it was important to send staff to the area, and we encourage people, of course, to stop and talk and see if they have any unclaimed funds, ask questions.
Treasurer Hedder also spoke on what the process is once someone is aware they have unclaimed property.
Very simple. If they come to the event and stop and talk to one of our staff members, we'll have an online form that we can fill out for them, or we have paper forms. As soon as they fill those out and give us the required information to show proof of address and that they're the rightful owner, we go ahead and work on that. It takes probably 2 weeks, and then we're able to process the claim and get them their money.
Hader says people can avoid having unclaimed property, and it's important to keep businesses updated with their current address.
Because, again, what typically happens is when somebody moves, the institution or the holder, which could be a business, will try to locate that owner at whatever address they have on file. And if they don't have the correct address, again, after 3 years, that it's required to be turned over to the state as unclaimed funds. And the thing I would say there is phone communication does not count in the state of South Dakota. It's required to be mail communication.
South Dakota Unclaimed Property will be at the Madison Public Library tomorrow, April 4th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., with employees available to help you search for or claim for any unclaimed property. If you can't make it to the event, you can also log on to their website at cash.sd.gov. For the third time, voters in the Oldham Ramona Rutland School District have rejected a bond vote for a new $15.75 million school. Tuesday's vote saw 53% of voters vote yes, but the state law requires a 60% yes vote to pass the bond. Voter turnout was up to 65% compared to 60% during the last vote in December. That December election saw 54% of voters vote yes. The first bond election for the district back in September had a 47% yes vote. Results from Tuesday's election are unofficial until canvassed by the school board. Oldham Ramona Rutland School District voters will be back at the ballot box next week for the district's school board election. And now it's time for some 60s plus dining program menus on this fine Wednesday. April 3rd. Starting off in Howard, we've got ham and scalloped potatoes, green peas, fruit, and bread. Blue Jays and Egan, hot beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, veggie, fruit, and some bread. In Carthage, chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, carrots, fruit, and some bread. Rounding it out in Madison, spaghetti and meatballs, veggie, warmed apples, and some bread. Back in a moment with your state news.